This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Welcome to Season 3 of the North American Outdoors Podcast. My name is Heidi Rayo, and I'm coming to you from the great state of Texas. So let's go back to the Battle of the Alamo. This was during Texas's War for Independence from Mexico, which lasted only 13 days, February 23rd till March 6th of 1836. In December of 1835, in the early stages of Texas's War for Independence from Mexico, a group of Texan, or otherwise known back then as Texian, volunteers were led by George Collingsworth and Benjamin Milam, and they overwhelmed the Mexican army at the Alamo. They captured the fort. They seized control of San Antonio. By mid-February 1836, Colonel James Bowie and Lieutenant Colonel William Travis had taken command of the Texan forces in San Antonio. Through Sam Houston, the newly appointed commander-in-chief of the Texan forces, he argued that San Antonio should be abandoned due to the insufficient number of troops, the Alamo's defenders. They were led by Bowie and Travis, but they dug in nonetheless, prepared to defeat the fort to the last of the breath. These defenders, who despite later reinforcements, never numbered more than 200. These numbers included Davy Crockett, who was the famous frontiersman and former congressman from Tennessee. He had arrived early that February. On February 23rd, a Mexican force comprising somewhere between 1,800 and 6,000 men, they were commanded by General Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna and began a siege of the fort. The Texans held out for 13 days, but on the morning of March 6th, the Mexican forces broke through a breach in the outer wall of the courtyard and they were overpowered. Santa Anna ordered his men to take no prisoners, and only a small handful of the Texans were spared. Santa Anna sent message to all those who survived with a stern warning that a similar fate would await to the rest of the Texans if they continued their revolt. From March to May, Mexican forces once again occupied the Alamo. For the Texans, the Battle of the Alamo became a symbol of heroic resistance and a rally cry in their struggle for independence. On April 21st, 1836, Sam Houston and some 800 Texans defeated Santa Anna's Mexican forces of 1,500 men at the Battle of San Jacinto. They shouted, "Remember the Alamo," as they attacked. This victory ensured the success of Texas independence. Santa Anna was taken prisoner, came to terms with Sam Houston, and they ended the war. In 1883, the state of Texas purchased the Alamo, later acquiring property rights to all of the surrounding grounds. The Daughters of the Republic of Texas, which is a women's organization, including the descendants of the earliest Texan residents, has managed the Alamo since 1905. The Alamo has been recognized on everything from postage stamps to the 1960 film The Alamo, starring John Wayne as Davy Crockett. And yesterday, a barrier was built around gun rights in the state of Texas. Governor Greg Abbott signed 7 pieces of legislation into law to protect Second Amendment rights here in Texas. Governor Abbott stated, "Politicians from the federal level to the local level have threatened to take guns from law-abiding citizens, but we will not let that happen in Texas. Texas will always be the leader in defending the Second Amendment, which is why we built a barrier around gun rights this session." He went on to say, "These 7 laws will protect the rights of law-abiding citizens and ensure that Texas remains a bastion of freedom. Thank you to the Texas legislature for getting these bills to my desk." There were 7 laws that were passed this year protecting gun owners' rights here in Texas. Last session, there were 10 laws that were passed protecting gun rights here in Texas, totaling 17 laws that are protecting our gun rights here in the Lone Star State. Senate Bill 19 prohibits any governmental entity from contracting with any business that discriminates against firearm and ammunition businesses or organizations. Senate Bill 20 allows guests to store firearms in their hotel rooms. This will protect travelers who are traveling across the state of Texas to store and keep their firearms in their rooms. Senate Bill 550 removes the shoulder or belt holster requirements, allowing Texans to carry their firearms in whatever kind of holster they choose. Governor Abbott calls this one the holster choice. House Bill 957 repeals the criminal offense of possessing, manufacturing, transporting, or repairing a firearm silencer. It also ensures that any firearm suppressor manufactured here in Texas and that remains in Texas will not be subject to federal law or federal regulation. House Bill 1500 prevents any government entity from prohibiting the sale or transportation of firearms or ammunition during a declared disaster or emergency. House Bill 2622 makes Texas a Second Amendment sanctuary state. This protects Texans from new federal gun control regulations. And last but certainly not least, House Bill 1927 authorizes constitutional carry here in Texas. This means that law-abiding Texans can legally carry a handgun without a license to carry certification. All of these laws will go into effect on September 1st, 2021. A person carrying a handgun under the authority of the Texas Constitutional Carry must still meet the qualifications. You must be 21. You must not be prohibited from possessing a firearm in a public place under Texas law. You must not have been convicted of assault, deadly conduct, a terroristic threat, disorderly conduct, discharging a firearm, or disorderly conduct by displaying a firearm within the previous 5 years. And you must not be prohibited from possessing a firearm or ammunition under federal law. There are prohibited places where you cannot carry your firearm, even with the constitutional carry. These include the premises of schools or educational institutions, a school or educational institution transportation vehicle, or grounds where a school-sponsored activity is taking place. Polling places, including early voting, courts and offices utilized by a court, racetracks, dog tracks, horse tracks, the secured area of airports, within 1,000 feet of locations designated by the Texas Department of Criminal Justice as a place of execution on the day of a death sentence is to be imposed, bars which include 51% of their profit to be alcohol, professional sporting events, correctional facilities, civil commitment facilities, hospitals or nursing homes, mental hospitals, amusement parks, and rooms where there's meetings of governmental entities. Once you're able to carry permitless or with the constitutional carry that goes into effect September 1st, it's still important to consider getting your license to carry certification. This consists of classroom and range time to pass a qualifier in order to get your LTC or your license to carry. It's important to have this card because if you are ever traveling out of state with your firearm, there are many, many states that fall under a reciprocity agreement where the state recognizes the Texas LTC certification. So if you do not have your LTC, you will be in violation if you enter those states without your LTC. So it's still a good idea to consider finding an LTC course near you and to still get that certification. The other advantage of having your LTC is anytime you buy a firearm. Every person who purchases a firearm from a federal firearms license dealer or an FFL dealer, they're subject to a background check through the National Instant Criminal Check System, or NICS. This can lead to delays and denials due to mistakes. However, there is no NICS background check if you have your LTC. You can purchase your firearm instantly if you show your LTC card to an authorized FFL dealer. So that's the other advantage. I will always be a huge advocate of any time you can further your education, further your knowledge, your shooting skills, and your marksmanship to find additional training to make yourself a more responsible firearms owner. There is no better classroom than the outdoors, roaming the woods and waters and creating memories that will last a lifetime, especially here in Texas, where we love our Second Amendment and we know what it takes to keep it protected. This is Heidi Rayo, and you have heard another North American Outdoors podcast. For more information, visit NorthAmericanOutdoors.org and follow me on Instagram at North American Outdoors. Have a great day.
Spend your Saturdays with Life on the Water. Join Captain Brandon Simmons for fishing, diving, travel, and so much more.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Oh, look at that thing, dude. Wow. Oh. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into today.
Don't miss Life on the Water every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.